They cried like babies over Anna Nicole, just because no one got points for her in the death pool. It's Corey and Joel.
Oh, yeah, we're back, baby. Welcome in. It's show number 114 of the Corey and Joel Radio Show. Joel with you here. That's Corey.
Hey, hey, hey.
We're back from the roast. Hope you guys all enjoyed that show. We had a little, we really worked hard on that, and we had a little bit of a break, sort of.
Yeah.
We're back.
Not that you would know.
No, not that the people at home would know. They have had no break from us. This is the Hold Steady. Another band who wants to sound like Bruce Springsteen for some reason.
That's the new thing.
It is. Everyone wants to do that. Mike Lundy is joining us tonight. Mike, how are you?
I'm good.
Mike was at the roast. Y'all heard him on there. We're going to talk about that, how that went down. This album's called Boys and Girls in America. If you want to go pick up this Hold Steady album, you'll hear more of that later in the show.
It's an old album.
It's a new album, but it sounds old. Yeah, it's kind of like...
Everybody's trying to do Bruce Springsteen now.
Everyone wants to sound like Bruce Springsteen.
They all are trying to be Bruce Springsteen.
But not you. You're not trying to sound like Bruce Springsteen, are you?
You're doing
I couldn't pull it off.
I don't think so.
You got kind of a Teddy Pendergrass vibe. Is that what's going
on? Teddy Pendergrass down. That's
the you go a little old school.
Anyway, Mike is here. We're glad to have Mike. We needed somebody that could post-game the roast with us from an objective point of view.
Adderall style. I was in the roast.
You were in the roast. Not completely objective, but maybe the more of the outsider perspective.
But you were there. You experienced the... Yeah. Horrible disaster that was the roast.
It wasn't a horrible disaster.
I hope everybody enjoyed our first and last roast.
Yeah, that's the last time we'll be doing that. Yeah.
See, we got to catch y'all by surprise one day. That's what happened.
Oh, well, you know what? I think that's what happened is a lot of people...
Surprise! We planned the thing for 4 months
we
and nobody showed.
And everybody wanted to do it. And then when nobody... The people that were supposed to organize it, who I'll spare their names here, two guys were in charge of it. They completely dropped the ball on it. We had already announced it on this show, so our fans just said that they wanted to hear it.
But that was for the first one.
Yeah, okay, for the original one last fall, which we canceled
because
of the World
Series.
October.
Yeah. It was planned.
So when the fans wanted us to do a roast, we said, okay, we'll do it. But I decided I would organize it because, you know, at least I would know what was going on because I didn't before. And then I put it together, and then a bunch of people that were supposed to be on it
didn't show up.
Other people showed up late. A lot of people, I think, had bad feelings that they weren't invited, so they decided not to show up. So it became a real disaster
after a while. People we didn't invite didn't show up. We didn't invite them solely because we had a full roster, supposedly.
Yeah, because the list was full and we only had so much time at the club, it had to be under 2 hours.
But I understand it had to be people that was on the show.
Right, I understood that. And then that's why a lot of people go on the forum and go like, well, we didn't get the jokes... And that's because it was people that weren't on the show that were being joked about. Right. And when I told people to write jokes about people that are on the show, some people did and some people didn't. And the people that didn't generally bombed.
Certain certain popular returning guests like, what's his name?
What?
Mill Mushart.
Oh, stop it.
Didn't show up.
Yeah, other people didn't show up, and that was fine.
No, I'm seriously pissed. Guys no-showed.
I understand you're pissed, and you have every right to be
pissed. Guys who no-showed the roast after
the point is
demanding
when people,
to be on it and wanting to do a roast.
Maybe they was busy. I don't know. All I can say is I got two jobs. I go to school, and I'm black, and I showed up.
Exactly. That's right. Thank you very much.
You had to come up into Oakland County.
And you were funny, too, because another guy who's black and has two jobs was terrible, and we'll get to him in a minute. Because,
what's Chill's other job?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Sketch artist.
Really? Sketch artist, wannabe hip hop performer.
Gotcha. I
have his CD too, by the way, which we've never played.
See, Mike's like in his work clothes right now.
Yeah, Mike just came from
and have my work clothes. They called me late. I told them to call me. Hey, could you come in real quick? I'm not putting on a full uniform.
No, that's fine. No, you look fine. It looks good.
But
see,
you make it work. It looks like, yeah.
See, I think it's good when a black guy wears his work clothes because then people know that he has a job and he's not some.
Yeah,
you know,
I wasn't out robbing.
He's not some criminal. Yeah, absolutely.
That's actually. You know what? Scrubs are a good thing. You should roll around in those all the time.
Oh, man.
You look like a med student or something.
What do you do? I'm a pediatric neurosurgeon down at.
That works, man.
Yeah. That's like the reverse ghetto pass. That might get you access to Birmingham and shit.
Buy the doctor a drink. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the roast, I think the show as a show, I think it turned out fine. I think you can listen to it and have a good time. You're not going to get all the jokes. We're sorry about that, but we didn't have control over.
You know what?
Over.
The crowd, Mike, wasn't as good as I thought.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Was people laughing a lot more than this show.
You know why? Because he's got a giant room at the castle. And it's like that if you've ever videotaped yourself there, too. It's the same thing where it's hard to get it in. I played with the levels a little bit to try to get it for the audience laughter to be louder in the mics. But
it was a good crowd. It was not the overwhelming size crowd we wanted.
But
he's right. The crowd mic was a little low.
Well, that was that's kind of there's not much you can do in a room like that. I did what I could.
If you overcrank it, then
you pick up. Know some of the shit was funny.
No, it was funny. And I think when I listened back to it, I enjoyed it. And I thought it sounded perfectly fine.
Well, if you overcrank that mic, you start hearing glasses clinking.
You're going to hear a lot of feedback and people talking in the crowd.
It was louder on stage, definitely. The laughs were louder.
Yeah, it always...
Except when Hortense, the sock puppet of self-depression.
Yeah, Harry, who's been on our show, who does Hortense and Sampler X and all that, he came on, and you know what? I knew it was... I knew he was going to suck. But I thought it would be funny, and
microphones can't capture the looks of shock and awe on people's faces.
That was a better visual, I think.
Yeah, when a freaking puppet comes over the lectern.
And though he did get a big laugh in the middle of his set, and what a lot of people didn't realize is I had moved the microphone to the level of the puppet's mouth.
Yes.
Because the mic was way above the puppet's head, and that got a good laugh. So don't Harry can't take any credit for that. That was all me.
Wow.
And he was, but it was so
funny. I don't know what Harry can take credit for.
Well, he was like hunched over on his knees, like with flop sweat running down his face. I gave him a mic under the lectern to like talk into.
But I like the way he went on stage, just so undiscreetly. Walked up, then sat down.
I was like, because I was giving him a chance.
The illusion was shattered.
After Kevin Wheeler said, I was like, just when Kevin Wheeler's done, you just sneak up on stage. And no one will know you're there. And then when Russ announces, it'll be a big surprise. Well, the puppet goes, he comes just strolling up with the puppet on his arm. Like
we could have brought the lights down and stuff.
Yeah, we could have done that. We could have booked the Madison Square Garden for this thing too. And,
till he got it.
It was a very simple thing that Harry could have done that he failed to do, which broke whatever illusion there was going to be that this.
What was he going to dress in, like a black turtleneck, like Mum and Chants, and sneak in?
He wanted to show off his Fonzie jacket, so I guess.
He was so, but it was great. It was Harry was everything I expected.
It's not funny.
No, it was not.
In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
It was not good. Harry did, but you know, that's what Harry does.
Speaking of unfunny.
Okay, do we want to get to this guy or
boy.
Not?
I think the highlight of the roast. Now, Mike actually wrote some jokes. I liked when you...
Yeah, Mike was funny.
You said that when Chill scrapes his knee, he leaves a tire mark on the pavement. That was good. I mean, some people really...
You know what was good when he... And I thought this was going to be terrible when you started it. His thing about 300 and your review of 300.
Yeah, that was good.
That was really good when you talk about what a homo Corey was, about how he wrote about 300.
I was commenting on the overt gayness of the movie.
Yeah, I know. I played with
funny.
The words.
It was funny.
Like, out of context.
Yeah, it made Corey sound like a big fag, which is funny.
which I am.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, honey. I should.
Actually,
I'm gay because my girlfriend will get depressed. And,
you're not gay.
Yeah.
Cuddling is for fags.
Corey's
a tough one. She's rough.
Corey's not really gay.
She ain't leaving you, man.
No,
just
I know.
In the newspaper. All right.
You got it on lock.
And Russ Brown was
impressed you could read that well, frankly.
No, he didn't. Wow. Stop it.
I was in the Metro Times. Nobody didn't.
Yeah, I didn't even see your thing. I got to read that. I don't even know what that was.
When were you in the? When were you in my paper?
He was saying he's talking about
that. And your issue, me and my classmates did like a project for the Freedom of Information Act, and they covered it.
Really?
Hey, we took a class picture. You can see all the.
Well, this week I'm
wannabe journalist.
I'm reviewing Chill's movie. I just got that assignment.
What movie is that?
Chill has some independent movies that they're sending me out to check out, and I didn't realize he was in it until I clicked on the link.
Oh, really?
And the first actor that pops up, Chillian Thomas.
Put it on the message board.
That must be a big movie.
Put it on the board.
So next week, get ready for my big review of Chill's movie
review. Well, speaking of Chill,
Son of Love.
Why don't we just go ahead? Missed the roast, you can still download it, of course, at our website, CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
And if you missed it, I don't think you missed much, and you can just listen to
this.
No,
they can listen to it whenever they want. And it's
two
fine.
Big shows.
It's like 90 minutes in total.
If you have a long commute, it's going to fill a lot of
your
time.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Here's the thing that I think people will enjoy about it, is people wanted to hear us get made fun of, and I think it works for that. And you're not going to get the jokes about all the other people that were too inside, but that's the fault of the people who wrote the jokes, not us. We did what we could.
Well, you know, some guys were very good. Mike showed up, did a great job.
Russ Brown was good.
Russ was very funny off the top.
And really, everybody was.
DJ was the thunder, DJ the hammer of Thor. I expect him to be.
Hildebrand Sabo did a good job.
Well, okay, some
y'all
of those
naming
guys.
Everybody.
Well, I mean, I'm saying everybody except for Harry now, and what we're about to play you was solid.
Now, Sabo's actually been on the show and kind of made show specific kind of jokes.
Exactly, and that was great because Sabo did. Because Sabo knows what he's doing. He's a professional.
Right, sure.
Bill Hildebrand, who was funny making fun of us, I thought, then did impressions of comics that people have never heard of, and that was not good.
Yeah,
but,
them impressions went.
It was bad. Man.
It was not good. But this guy
and,
really.
You can consider this my retirement from comedy.
Is that Bill Hildebrand?
This is Bill right
in the future, if I want to say something funny or witty or do an impression, I will no longer ever do any of those things.
Thank you, Bill. For
I just want to say, Bill, you're like a mentor. You're like a father figure to me in comedy. You've shown me the way to be an alcoholic and still continue after 25 years. But those impressions were the shittiest things.
Those impressions were pretty bad.
He was doing it bad, and people were like,
they wanted to laugh.
When you
got to
go, hey, you know who this is?
Hey,
your impression's failing. That's just my guess.
It's like doing an impression, like saying, like, hey, I'm Richard Nixon. You know, I am not a. You know, it's like when you got to say the name of the person as you're doing the impression. It's
doing impressions of people no one knows is
right.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
So anyway, but this guy took the cake. And while this was far and away the worst performance at the roast, I think even topping Harry Barbarian in terms of pure awfulness.
Well, didn't he do the most time too?
I don't know how much he did. I think this clip we have is about 2 minutes, and it's only about half of his spot. But I still think this is the most memorable part of the roast for me.
It was
this
truly...
He had done just his chills bit that we're gonna play from the roast, and he did a bunch of stuff about Mike before. That actually isn't in this, but he talked about all kind of nasty. Like, he really ripped on you meaner than anyone else, I thought, which didn't make sense because you're the one guy who might have had his back.
He only did it because I went at him.
So anyway.
I think that was, like, the only joke he had, and he was like, damn, what else can I say?
Yeah, and then he goes after me and Corey in just a spectacular.
Let's go back in time to recall
Chill. Taking you back to the roast with Chill, everybody.
But since we are on the subject, let's talk about Joel.
Joel,
if you do not make it for being funny, you'll definitely make it for having the biggest fucking forehead I've ever seen in my fucking life. What the fuck is up with it? It starts at your forehead and goes all the way to the back of your neck. It looks like you shampooed your hair with chemotherapy.
I don't know what he's going on. You sure you know which one's Joel
I'm
and which one's Corey?
I'm the bald one. We don't all look alike.
I'm Joel. That's Corey. I have hair.
I've been drinking.
White people are different.
Where?
That almost could have been funny.
All
shit.
Sorry.
Where was the note saying I was roasting the wrong motherfucker, bitch? And
he's like, he keeps saying the F word every 2 seconds. The worse he does, he's blaming everybody else because I guess they sent up.
Wait, that chemotherapy joke could have been funny if he just.
If he had said Corey.
That was almost funny.
Right,
was
he
like,
almost, he came close to getting these to work and then he didn't.
That's a case where the crowd mic wasn't loud enough because I.
He talked about.
It was really fun.
How
like,
you.
Big laughs. When,
how. Joel had a giant forehead.
Yeah.
And then he goes on and he tries to make it better and he just makes it worse.
Since we're doing a mismatch.
I think your ghostwriter can't save you.
You know, fuck it.
You know what? You know what? Chill, you shouldn't
stop looking at my.
He stole the notebook. That's the problem. He didn't know. It's not his.
All right, fuck
he
you.
He boosted it
all right,
on the
you
way
know
here.
You know
on
what?
The bus.
All right, then fuck it. Corey.
I'm Joel. This is Corey.
I already said fucking. I already said. No, I already said. It's, you know what? Fuck it. I know. Well, you're Corey tonight.
Right. I'm the pasty white guy. He's the pasty Italian.
I got you.
Get it right.
Fuck it. He's going to have to be Corey because I already said he was Joel.
Which doesn't make sense anyway. What is he doing?
What the hell are you doing? You can hear me cackling.
Shut up. I'm almost done.
Chill, I thought you just sold drugs, not did them. I was shocked by this.
This is what happens when you drink. fuck it. Joel is no mystery. To people that you're not the most physically fit guy in the world. But, as a matter of fact, the only strong muscle in Joel's body, or on Joel's body, has to be his nose.
Now pause, because immediately he's going into, like, a nose joke. Now, of the two of us, who would you make a nose joke about? I mean, if you had to make a nose joke.
Y'all don't even have prominent.
But Corey has a bigger nose. I
it's
mean,
bigger than yours.
Right. And I'm like, why
who
is
can
he
tell what Joe
so
was
now
intending.
I'm assuming he's. And eventually it does come back to me, but it's so bad. It's such a long
because
setup.
I'm not even done with the punchline. You can't start laughing fucking yet.
Okay, and everyone thinks he screwed it up now.
Fucked it up.
This should go somewhere, but we're waiting.
Because otherwise, how do you explain it to be able to hold up those big ass glasses? That's what.
Okay.
That's what
glasses,
it was getting.
It you're
was,
getting. You're getting the light over there.
Well, it was all a big glasses show. It's
I'm
his best.
I'm another black comedian. Fuck you.
His best line comes up here.
Jory and Cole.
Jory and Cole. What
it's
a
still,
fucking
it's still
classic.
Priceless. I'm still
like
that
he,
was my
he's
favorite
already
part
screwed
of the
up
roast.
Our names, and then he calls us Jory.
I like the way he
Cole.
Blamed it on the liquor.
How much liquor did you have to drink? To,
he
like,
don't got that much money to buy that much liquor.
Right. I don't even know what he's talking. Play Jory and Cole one more time. Go back a second. Oh. I love that. That is the funniest thing. You're getting the light over there.
Wait, I'm almost done. Sit down. I'm being heckled by another black comedian. Fuck you. Jory and Cole.
It's still funny.
Let it roll. It was funny, Jory. Man.
Jory and Cole.
What the fuck are you Joey talking about? You are the worst thing I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Corey and Joe.
What the fuck?
I thought Cordelot was the one on drugs.
Jesus Christ.
I should not have drank before I got up here. I get this.
Oh, my goodness.
I respect both of you. Yo, used to before you embarrass me at your own roast. I respect both of you guys. Have a good night and appreciate this day because this is probably the closest you'll get to headlining at Mark Ridley's.
Oh, thank so, you.
Oh, there it is.
That was good.
Well, I know, but fuck,
that was big and strong.
That was like everybody's
chill,
first
everybody.
Joke.
It was. He's our.
This is the closest.
He was
come
so
to
bad. And you know the thing about him is that there's no shame involved.
No.
He's like, oh, wait a minute, this next one will zing him.
Yeah.
And the next one's worse than the one that came before it.
He's got
and
that.
It's just like,
he's
no
got that
shame.
Plucky, let's put on a show feeling.
Yeah. It's
he's just
like,
ready to go. I love Chill.
Yeah,
like, I think he feels like he wrote really good stuff,
yeah.
But he screwed up the delivery. So all he has to do is deliver it well, and all of a sudden he's going to be killing. And it just got worse and worse.
I can't wait to review his movie. It's going to be amazing. I can't. This is going to be amazing.
But I mean, I actually love the guy. I actually think that that made him more of my favorite guy. You know what I mean? Like, I want to have him around more because
wait,
he did that.
Wait, this is what we call the CC Dynamite Cat Daddy effect. You just when, so awful. You well, memorable.
When Chill's in that chair, he's funny. Like he was on the show like
there,
3 weeks ago. And he was
yeah, funny. He was funny when he sat there about Black History Month and stuff. But I think when he tries to prepare, it's so he doesn't know what's funny. You know, writing, I don't know. It was so bad. I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it. I wish everybody would have done that bad.
Damn, Chill.
Because, you know.
It yeah, was but, so bad. I loved it.
It was.
It's
it was,
hard to.
It's like Howard the Duck. You just can't stop watching.
Exactly.
You know what? If
it's
he
so
would have. Like
Howard the Duck.
Woo. But like if he would have like walked off stage, I would have been like, oh, that wasn't very good, and everyone would have felt bad for him. But the fact that he just stayed up there, completely oblivious to the fact of how bad he was doing.
You know, Howard the Duck was exactly the moment Leah Thompson stopped being hot. I don't know
was
if you know
Howard
that.
The Duck?
What?
She
it
stopped.
Wasn't Little Rascals.
You actually thought about
yeah, she was hot right until then. And then yeah, right, like right after Howard the Duck, it was over for her, and then she was doing... You know, what was that show?
Caroline
in the frickin' city.
I don't know that Leah Thompson was ever that hot, but I wouldn't say Howard the Duck was...
All the Right Moves? Full Frontal?
Well, whatever. I don't know. You've got...
Zeus.
Well, the roast...
I didn't spend time thinking about
the
that.
The roast is behind us, and just imagine if we'd had a full lineup. It would have been even longer and more torturous.
Yes. But anyway, speaking of the roast, if you want to... if you want a little memory of the roast, a little memoir or something to keep and put on your
yes.
wall... We have some posters left over from the roast. So what we want is if anyone, we have our lunch fund on our website. If you donate to our lunch fund, a $25 donation, you will get a signed autograph poster from Corey and Joel.
you
can put
will.
On your wall. So for yes. $25, just a donation. It doesn't cost $25. It's a sure. donation to the show and for our equipment and the food
and
we eat.
United
like, if you feel like donating,
Nigga-Wop Lunch
We might actually have some catering budget for Mike sometime.
Yes, we'll get Mike.
You know, guests can come in here. Mike. You know what? I feel bad.
Yeah,
I Chill.
Pick up my lunch around the back.
You know what? I hooked up Chill with some Flaming Hot Cheetos, and I forgot to bring something
Yeah, we didn't
you.
Bring
I
didn't anything
from
Mike.
I don't fuck with Flaming Hot Cheetos. Right. No. Get some Funyuns, I might be your friend.
Funyuns. Right. We'll get Funyuns for you. But anyway, if you donate $25 or more anywhere in the world, we'll send you a poster. So just go ahead and do that. Use a credit card or PayPal
Absolutely.
Right on our website.
$25.
Well, it's a donation to the show. It's
now,
like
now look,
it doesn't cost The poster doesn't cost $25. It's a donation. It's a gift for your donation. Do you understand that?
I don't want to turn this into...
Mike doesn't really know what giving to charity involves, but yeah, that's what it
look,
is.
Look, I don't want to turn this... That's so cold. I don't want to turn this into PBS Pledge serious. Week.
Yes.
Because, like, next we're going to show, like, an Annette Funicello concert. You know, you hate that when it's, like, Channel 56 is, like, pledge time, and they go, and now the spinners. And it's, like, 17 old guys go, ooh-wee. You know, and like...
They do those,
Petula
like...
Clark!
Revival nights.
Downtown.
It's,
yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
I don't want to see some, you know, the Dave Clark 5 come out and die on stage.
Yeah, we have a very limited number of posters. If anyone wants them, we have some. And for a $25 donation to Lunch Fund, we will mail one right to your house.
We'll take smaller donations.
Just make sure to put your, yeah, but if for $25, you got to do
you
that.
You
want to
donate 15 cents, I'll take it.
We'll take that too.
How many did Niels take home?
We gave Niels a signed poster. We got to talk about Niels. Do you want to get into that now?
Niels got transportation to and from the airport.
Niels got VIP treatment.
He got... everything. All access.
That we will never be doing again, by the way. Let's just get into the
news. He got his ass kicked at Worms on the Xbox 360 routinely.
Yeah, Niels came in and, you know, last year when Niels came for the one-year anniversary show, he just kind of showed up unannounced. And we felt almost bad for the guy coming. Not bad, but we were sort of like, well, at least we got to do this guy a favor and drive him around. And we took him back to the airport.
It was a total surprise and it was stunning and it was fun.
Yes.
It was just crazy that he came and was here for a day.
Yeah, he was here for a day.
One
and
day.
This year he was here for a goddamned week.
He was here for the better part of a week.
Oh, he wanted to hang out.
And he did hang out. And a lot of... Niels, I'm glad you came. I like Niels and everything. But I would have written better and more jokes for the roast had Niels not shown up because I really spent a lot of time hanging out with him. And I know you were carting around
get the
trying.
Fuck out of here.
No,
now
for real. No,
you,
no, Mike, you don't even know what I went through with this guy. It was nonstop, 24-hour a day, on call,
like
entertainment
Stan.
For him. It was just like,
dear Joel, I've been calling him.
I would feel bad because the guy would sit in his hotel, not go anywhere until I came and picked him up, and it was like I couldn't do anything I wanted to do, and I had all this other. I was worried about technical stuff, and it was a lot of like. You know, the guy comes here and he has no way of getting around and he doesn't want to, like, it's just very weird. You explain,
Detroit
Corey.
Is not exactly a travel-friendly city. You really need to know somebody
no,
here.
No, this is what you drop. He got money. Niels is
he does have money,
paid.
Yeah.
Drop this motherfucker off at Bouzouki's.
Nah,
but he could. He wouldn't go.
The thing about the guy, too, is that
he wouldn't go to the casino. He wouldn't go to the strip club. Russ and I wanted to take him go shooting at the gun range.
He didn't want to
really do anything either, no. So it was very much like, well, I'll just pick up Niels, and I'll just go to Target and do the shopping I was going
to
do anyway.
Oh, he just wanted to.
And it was just like, he was just here,
like
and I kept trying to, like, and entertain the guy.
It's also, sadly, is not like Chicago where you can go, well, I'm going to drop your ass on the Magnificent Mile and you figure it out. You just walk around. You know what I mean? Like, just stroll around Navy Pier and shit.
I could have taken him down to the DIA and dropped him off.
Right.
But he didn't really want to do anything. And the stuff that we took him to that we thought was cool, he kind of either didn't like or could have cared less. We took him to the Mickey Avalon show. Yeah. Mickey, you know, from our show, we play his music all the time.
Maybe we should not
had a show, and he went down there and just complained about how loud it was.
Maybe we should not be
what
bitter.
What the fuck he complained about?
Well, it was this hip-hop show.
It's too loud.
And
I don't like.
He was like, yeah, my ears, I don't think I can hear anymore. I do not think.
You know, maybe we shouldn't be bitter and bitter and you know, hateful towards our best fan.
I'm not hateful towards the guy. Yeah. I like the guy, but it was like. Tell me what I'm doing right or wrong in trying to be a host.
I'm going
to
say this.
Because, you know, I've stopped my life for a week to hang out with you, and the least you could do is, like, be entertained by it in some way, shape, or form.
I'm going to put this out here. If we ever get famous, we're not doing this shit.
No, never again. Don't even... If you want to come for the show, that's fine. We welcome all our fans to come, but
you're on your own.
Don't plan on hanging out with us for a week. We're done with that.
Yeah.
We did our time.
Or if you do come in... Be prepared to party.
Yeah, we would have no problem getting Niels drunk, and then he could sleep the whole next day.
Wait, do we drink? He didn't even...
He doesn't drink.
He's the only German that doesn't drink.
Yeah, he didn't want to
drink. How does that happen?
Wow.
He didn't seem to like any of the food we took him to, like any of the restaurants.
Those
and,
little
like,
schnitzel sucking motherfuckers come out of the vagina sucking on a fucking Löwenbräu.
I know.
And he's the only German that does it.
You don't want to go. And meanwhile, I'm out there having, you know, having these $20 meals that I normally wouldn't be eating.
Yeah, we spent a lot
of
food.
I'd be eating a can of soup normally for lunch, but
I made him pick up the tab a couple times.
Yeah, he picked up the tab once for me, but it was like, it was still, you know.
When did he come? The Wednesday prior to the show?
Came
he was here like
Sunday.
All week.
That Sunday?
We did the roast on a Wednesday. Okay.
He was here since Sunday?
I picked him up Sunday night, and he left Friday morning.
Oh, wow, damn.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe I scared him because he was to ask.
He left something. Friday night. Yeah,
I was like, yeah, I'll take you somewhere where you might get robbed. He was like,
we should have.
Did it mean that we really?
We should have had a Mike Lundy day with him, and you know,
but he didn't want to do anything fun. He could have rolled up into your hood and
he would have been cool.
He wouldn't
Rosedale Park style and shit.
I
took him to Rosedale Park. Then I took him to Highland Park, Palmer Park.
I took him to Belle Isle. I mean, it was a nice day. We had that one nice day. We went to Belle Isle. He didn't really care for that all that much. I mean,
I was thinking of dropping him at Clark Park and seeing if he could just find his way out of there.
All right, Niels, I'm trying to defend you, Niels.
Nah,
Niels,
they
make
was
you
fine,
sound
though.
Real lame, man.
He didn't want
to do nothing.
He kind of was just very much like, I took him to like our nicest mall, not to like impress him, but just to have lunch. We went over to Somerset.
Wait, was he paying y'all gas money?
No.
Not a nickel.
A free ride around the city,
and he was like, I went to Indonesia, and they have a mall there. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Now I understand what he.
It if was just
I've
like
been
a lot
Indonesia
of,
and Egypt.
I'm not,
and Mexico
I'm not expecting
and
somebody to be blown away by
the
gold.
He didn't even seem appreciative of the stuff that I tried to do for him. So it was very frustrating.
All I'm saying, you can dump on our lovely town all you want, but
and we do.
You're the jackass that flew across the Atlantic Ocean. To come here.
Well, I guess he got here free. He got his, you know, his hookup and shit.
Well, it's not free, I guess. And he did stay at a 2-star special hotel that I hooked him up with.
One being very charitable with the 2 stars.
But he did stay at like a
it
not...
made for a good show. I liked the show he was on.
Oh yeah, the show that he came in one. I think it was 111 that he did with Rob. That was a funny show, and I didn't mind hanging out with Niels. Not like I hate Niels, but like. Try to have something fun that you can do with us and not, you know, it was
your life.
I don't remember seeing Neil smile.
No. No, he's not. They don't smile in Germany. Damn. They're like the Borg. You know, they're assimilation.
You know what? I did get him back, though, because I did make him go to White Castle with me.
And that was
a
brilliant move.
He hated he almost threw up at White Castle.
I took him to the original House of Pancakes, and like he wouldn't even get the big comical novelty pancake there.
No.
It's like, I should get the big German, and then he saw it, and he's like, oh, that is too much for me. Like, you're the daintiest 400-pound man I've ever seen. The guy weighs 60 kilos.
Like,
how many stone is that? I don't know. Someone translate.
He's a huge guy.
Like a nerdy Kurgan, just... Big Holland.
Yeah,
he is. He's like he's a big.
I didn't think he was that big. I was like, oh,
shit. I only dress in black because I am colorblind.
Yeah, he has a lot of weird, quirky stuff, and it was just.
Why
like,
are we dumping on our biggest?
We're not.
Fan?
I don't want to dump on Niels. I'm glad Niels came. I could have used without being taxi service for 5 days because I had other shit to do. But I like that Niels came. I wish that the guy could figure out a way to be a little more self-sufficient.
Because
he sits there, he's like, well, I sat in the hotel room all day, and I'm like, I feel bad.
But what I'm saying is you want to roll with this crew, all right?
Yeah.
You better be ready to live. So. like
at least if it's free. Shit.
Now, if I say to Lundy, let's hit the Deja Vu, he's on it.
Yeah.
Lundy is on that shit.
Right.
Let's go.
Mike is ready to hang.
I was just at the Deja Vu. I'll go
Now, it's not like I do this every day.
No.
But when somebody comes to town, I want to show them a good time.
Well, we did some fun stuff, I thought. I mean, we tried anyway.
Yeah, we played Xbox 360, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to get mad and say some things I shouldn't.
No. I don't want to disparage Niels completely, but it was very frustrating as a host your guest seems to be having no fun and there's no suggestion that makes him go,
maybe he was having
I want to do that.
Maybe he was creaming his slacks the whole time.
Just being with us.
He was having the time of his life.
Just breathing the same air as you and I.
Just imagine. Well, first of all, his girlfriend lives in Borneo.
Don't have to get into that. But
maybe
he got to
play a low. Niels kind of reminded me of like a spy. Maybe he had to play a low profile, like a
Maybe that motherfucker was over here spying.
Yeah,
that was we let an East German spy right in here.
I have good cover. I go to this show. I'm not
working
really interested.
For the Stasi.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was. I mean, look, I'm glad Niels came. I don't want to dump on the guy too bad, but It's like it was.
We did have fun with him. I'm just saying.
We had fun with him, but at times, as a whole, it was a frustrating. He's a frustrating guy to hang out with because he doesn't seem to like anything.
We should have let him roll with Lundy one day. Would have been like training day.
Well, you know what? I drove him up.
Don't ever come here alone, Neil.
Lundy taking him through the hood and shit.
I drove him up from downtown. Up.
Chill out here with the little boy real quick. I'll be back.
he just, it, there was no.
I'm going to step into this Popeyes. Hold on. Chill out.
I mean, I took him. At White Castle, there was a guy selling bootleg CDs, and he kind of enjoyed that, I think. But, you know.
I'm going to holler at this girl at the liquor store. Hold on.
Wait right out here.
Yeah, there was none of that. There was very much. You
that
know,
would
like,
have been fun.
If he would have been up for like getting a $20 whore or something, and I would have.
Speaking of
helped him out with that. I gave him your newspaper, which has all the hooker ads in it, and it went like, "Look, just take this back to the hotel." And
yeah. By the way, I offered to autograph a Metro Times for him, and he was like, "No, I don't even want that."
Damn.
You fucking.
No, it is no use to me.
Speaking of $20 whores, Nadia came out to the roast.
Nadia did come out to the roast, and
wow.
She got to, like, figure out.
I don't feel bad for Neil's night, speaking of $20 whores.
Now, supposedly she has a bad leg.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say about her. She really is.
What do you mean, bad, like Heather Mills bad? Or
She's got, like, blown like cartilage
OJ
in her
Simpson,
knee.
Damn.
Torn
she's
ACL.
Got a bad knee.
What the hell do you do to blow your knee besides playing football?
Right, like, how does she even get? Can she get on her knees anymore? Or how do you work that out?
Oh my god!
But yeah, I feel bad for Nadia because I like Nadia, and yet she shows up with a bad knee. Remember, I was talking to her after the roast, and she like fell down in pain at one point. And I'm like, what are you doing, lady? Get yourself together.
She is a hot mess.
She's in bad shape, man.
She should maybe amputate that leg so she just has somewhere to put the beer. Like, do you ever see Saddest Music in the World?
No.
Where Isabella Rossellini has the glass leg filled with beer?
No, I've never
classic.
Seen that.
Anyway, Kiki watched that one night.
Oh,
here.
Okay. But anyway, she's just like, wow. Oh. And I'm glad she came out because there were other show whores that didn't show up.
Yeah.
So,
Their names will never be spoken again in public. Anyway.
So we have to keep
an eye. Just without getting into details, the people that didn't show up, did they have a semi-legitimate excuse?
Somebody called in sick. Other people just didn't say anything, and then somebody said they're definitely going to be there, and then just didn't show up. And never has still not spoken a word to me or Corey. So
that's all like, hey, let's play a joke and not go show. Remember, I was telling somebody, like, remember in like middle school, like a kid threw a party ain't nobody want to go to, so they said, hey, let's tell them we're going tonight.
Well, it wasn't that
that's
nobody. I mean,
I just
think
that sound like some. That sound like some fucked up shit somebody might do.
You know what it is? The pressure at this roast is because I've dropped out of roasts and stuff in the past, but I've always told people I'm not coming because there is the pressure of you got to write stuff and you have to sit there and take the abuse. And I can see why people don't want to do that, but just fucking tell us.
Yeah, yeah,
and it ain't that big a deal.
I've only done a couple of them, and there's this perception like I'm gonna be just awesome at roasts and like
because
I'm evil. But I don't enjoy doing it.
No, I don't really enjoy doing it either. I'd rather
talking shit about people on the show.
Yeah, I'd rather just really talk shit about people instead of pretend talking shit about people. I'd rather just really do it. And then another guy showed up, but he was being I don't know what his deal was. He was mad at me. I don't know what was going on. And
you know what? Everybody in Michigan is mad. Why are y'all beefing?
I don't know.
50 Cent shit is out of control.
I have no idea.
Rap. Vendetta.
My friend Mike Lundy is here, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Mike is here.
That's it. Ebony and Ivory, right here. I just, you know, we talk a lot about race on this show, but I want to point something out. The two black guys showed up on time to the roast.
I thought I was like, did they cancel this shit? I'm not really the first person here. No, I'm for real.
A couple people beat you there, but you were there right on time, and you did good. See, some guys, you know, Hildebrand was like, I called him, I sent him an email the week before, and he was there. You know, some guys need to be coaxed into it, and it'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Well, I don't really want to do it. And
Bill's a professional. You
know, Sabo was like that. Sabo was just like, yeah, I'm there. Don't worry about
Sabo
it.
Sabo showed
Sabo
up.
Sabo came a long way for it too. You got to thank that. I mean,
Sabo's also a guy who drove to Kansas for $42 one time.
Now Sabo, I appreciate,
and that's
Sabo
not even
coming.
A joke.
He drove
to
Kansas for $42.
He had like
what
other
is that, the Holly Hotel of Kansas.
Yeah, well, he had like other gigs lined up on the way, and they all canceled on him.
Damn.
So he had like three nights that canceled on him, and he still drove to Kansas,
for the one show.
And he said, like, the round trip, he made, like, $40 off it or something.
That's because he's a pro.
Yeah.
Love that, Sabo. All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We got more stuff when we come back. We're done talking about the roast. Again, if you want that poster, donate $25 to our lunch fund at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. You can use PayPal. You can use a credit card, whatever you want to use on that and get that. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other stuff. We've got some funny audio clips.
Yes, sir.
That we're going to play for you. And whatever Mike wants to talk about, what's going on with you?
Oh, lots of shit.
Okay, well, we'll talk to Mike about his shit. Mike shit.
Right.
And get
it's
on the
reason I'm not booked that often. It's a lot of shit.
Well, you're funny. We're gonna have to fix that after the break. So we'll play more of the Hold Steady, and we'll be back for you just a couple minutes with more show.
I was not involved up at the Northtown Mall. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know that that's where it happened. When they came out dancing, I was running down south. I was kicking it with cousins. We were talking about going clubbing, but instead we just started drinking. Nothing straight since the Cinco de Mayo. But before that, I was blotto. I was blacked out. I was cracked out. I was caveman. You should have seen all these portals that I powered up in. Started recreational. Kind of medical. It came on hot and soft and then it tightened up its tentacles. I wasn't there, I was blind high, I was scared. I was late in Columbus, I was cutting off all my hair. I was unfurling a flag of defiance aimed at my guiding sky. So this is it, this is the end of the session. I ain't gonna be taking any more questions. I think my attorney's gonna second that notion. Start a recreational. And a kind of medical. And it came on hot and soft and then it tightened up its tentacles. Now the bad boys screaming for vengeance. And we agree this world is mostly manacled. We have started ice cream social nights. It ended up all wide neck ecumenical. They're guys with the wild eyes when they ask to get you high. They're girls that'll come to you with comfort in the night. That's right.
Back with you, it's Corey and Joel with you. Mike Lundy's joining
Mike
us.
Mike was killing during the break.
Mike was really
what
funny.
What did you describe the ghetto tour of Detroit as?
The RoboCop tour. We'll take you on a RoboCop Action Jackson XFOB tour.
Right before they knocked it down for Delta City. That's exactly.
Anyway, if you want to, in fact, I was just mentioning, if you're not on the mailing list, get on the mailing list. We're going to have some photos from Neil's visit here from the show, and you can get those by joining up for the mailing list. We had some roast pictures up last week. on the mailing list. Mm-hmm. If you saw those, if not, sign up. You'll get all those. And Corey and I might cut some extra stuff this week, and we got more stuff coming up.
Yes, sir.
For the mailing list. What are you having, a gummy bear?
I have a gummy
bear. Niels did bring us tons of candy, and we're not going to dump on him for that. A lot of good candy. We got to thank
Niels. He brought a million pounds of candy.
He did bring tons and tons of candy that cost him a fortune. So we do like Niels. We were just, Corey's just like in the break going like, God, we really dumped on him. And I go, nah, you know, we were pretty honest. I mean, in general, I like the guy. But I'm not saying any of the good stuff about him. I'm just saying the bad stuff.
He's our biggest fan, and we appreciate him.
Yes.
We appreciate everybody. And we know there's other guys that listen all the time, and we do appreciate
you. But what did he do in Germany if he don't want to do it? Did he just stay in his room?
You know what? We couldn't really figure that out. So,
like, I hate to go to Germany with him and say, hey, Niels, what's going on? Yeah, we're just going to sit here and
kind of, yeah. That's
look out
that,
our
that
window
was
today.
It. That's what he did. So, anyway, what do you need, homie?
I just realized Dancing with the Stars is coming on tonight.
That is on tonight, yes. We watched that last
week.
But
you didn't TiVo it, did you?
It's on tonight.
I know, but it's going to come on soon.
Oh, yeah, we'll be done with the show. Buddy.
Somebody
we'll
please define star for me.
We'll catch it. It ain't no big deal. No, what did you think of Dancing? Because here's the thing. That show really gets dumped on because it's too gay. But meanwhile, there's nothing but hot chicks on that show.
That's faggot stuff.
No, it is. It's really hot
shit. You
want
to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
Because even when it's guys that are doing the dancing, like a male celebrity, like Ian Ziering is on there. And
by the way, he's older than Clyde Drexler.
Joey Fatone. Is he really?
Yeah, they ran the ages. They ran the ages here in this week.
Yeah.
And Clyde Drexler, born June 22nd, 1962 in New Orleans.
He looks... And how old is Ian Ziering?
Paulina Poroskova, April 9th, 1965.
So how old is Ian Ziering? Tell us how old he is. Don't tell me when he
was born.
1964. Oh, okay. So he's 42. Almost 43.
Yeah, but he's older than Drexler.
He was older than Drexler. Everyone would make fun of him when he was playing a high school student. He was 30 or whatever, but... yeah, that show's not, because even when it's guys like Ian Ziering, he's dancing with like the really hot chick. Mm-hmm. The dancers are hot, and some of the chicks that are on the show, that chick I like, Shandi Finnessy, former Miss USA, who hosts that GSN show.
When did that show
that I beat off to?
When did that show come on?
What's that?
90210.
Oh, I don't know, the 80s. Yeah, it was late
in the 80s.
It might have been late 80s, early
90s. 91, 92.
So he was about 28 when he was playing a teenager.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just, you know.
No, but I tell you, you think that show's gay, and it is gay. The judges are gay. That I don't know if that guy's Italian or Spanish that's on there. Well, I must say, your feet were not going in the same direction.
It's a crazy dancing. You know what's weird about that guy? He's got, like, an Italian, he's a crazy, like, he's like Luigi.
Watch your Dago. Well, I don't want to take credit for that guy.
I'm not
taking credit for that fact.
He's
okay?
This crazy, like, ragu swilling Luigi catching ghosts, like Guido. You know, I mean, he's like,
no,
hey, I'm Mario, someone has taken the princess.
No,
but he's got
not...
this like English accent underneath it.
Right, it's like his English is accented to like a British English.
That guy's so he's like the you know, he's like the Deepak Chopra of Italians. You know, he's like. Because Deepak Chopra.
I'm sorry, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
No, but you should watch
attraction
though.
Because
hot chicks.
I watch shows with real famous people. What the fuck is Dancing with the Stars?
The attraction of the show is watching John Ratzenberger from Cheers like suck.
Yeah, he's really the worst dancer.
Okay, I did watch a little bit when Master P was on there sucking. So.
See, there you go.
They got
go.
Somebody equally as awful as Master P.
Master P was real bad. Billy Ray Cyrus wasn't he the worst one?
Billy Ray Cyrus, and that's he shouldn't be the worst because he's a performer.
So I actually like that show in that if Corey is here, I'll sit there and watch
it. Yeah, I would not watch it on my own. That is a show you have to watch with somebody
else. And I think
we
watched it on the DVR, too, so we had recorded it, and it was, yeah.
Now, I can't watch American Idol after the opening 2 weeks.
No, American Idol's terrible.
I can watch the auditions on that because I do like
the hot women. No, it was one hot. I forget her name, the bitch that had the, like, pictures on the internet.
Oh, right.
Ann Otella Barba, I think it was her name.
Yes. Yeah, that was, like, the last good-looking
girl. She wasn't even that hot. I mean, she was all right.
She was like high school hot.
That chick, Catherine McPhee, that was like the runner-up last year, she was kind of hot. I dig her. She's
yeah,
on
she
some
was
stuff
tight.
Nice. She's
she
all
was
right.
on Tyra. Tyra was playing with her
when,
titties and shit.
When was Carrie Underwood?
I saw that. She was like a couple seasons ago. Because
she was on Saturday Night Live the other night.
Yeah, she was on the Peyton Manning Saturday Night Live, which was not that good.
For the first Saturday in months, I didn't work. And I was like, hey.
You got to sit home and watch fucking Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I taped it because I'm a big football guy and I like Peyton Manning, but... And I was not very good. But
yeah, damn. When they put athletes on Saturday Night Live.
But even like Corey and I, like
they've
the Office,
always been doing that. There's like Fran Tarkenton was on with the original cast,
right? So and you know what? I like even when Rainn Wilson, who I like and who is a good sketch actor and a good comic actor, and he was in every sketch and he carried a lot of the load, it still sucked. Mm-hmm. So even though he was way better than Peyton Manning, even he couldn't save a lot of those sketches.
So consensus is Saturday Night Live sucks.
I've thought it's almost always sucked. Corey, I think, is more into the mythology of Saturday Night Live.
It was good for
than the actual television.
I liked it better when I was a kid.
Right.
And I did like it when I was a kid. I mean, I liked it, you know. But that shows I'm as old as that show, so I've grown up with it.
The Tina Fey, Tim Meadows years was kind of the Tracy Morgan years and the end of Sandler when his last couple years. It was finally jokes I could get around that time.
Well, you know? I'm not a big...
I always stayed up late and watched it. I remember watching Eddie Murphy when I was, like, little.
Right.
And
well, Saturday Night Live's great. If you condense, like, a one guy's, you know, five-year run into, like, 90 minutes, it'll look real funny. And that's what they do with that show. You never see the, like...
The bad the full, 1 a.m. sketches.
They never replay the 90-minute version of SNL. They always cut it down. Or well, you see clips of it on video where they cut up the sketches and
there's
stuff.
There's a box set of the first season
right,
that's full uncut, and you forget there were the Muppets on there.
Yeah, and then you read the reviews of it. I didn't see any of those, but I've read the reviews where people are like, yeah, I forgot that this show still had its weak moments.
Yeah, some
even when Belushi was on there in Aykroyd.
Right, you think every time Belushi was on camera, it was golden magic.
And it really wasn't.
And then there'll be some sketch for some movie you don't remember.
Right.
You
yeah.
know.
But all sketch comedy really sucks.
It does.
It takes a particular...
And speaking of shitty sketch comedy...
No, we don't have to do this.
Particular show.
No, you don't have to go there.
No, I
don't
want to
talk about
it. I want to mention it.
Go ahead. But I'm not...
There's a new show you can check... I want people to check out and then...
Yeah, go ahead.
Give me your reviews on the forum.
Sure.
I'm not going to prejudice this.
Yeah, watch it next week because you might not be able to see it after
but,
that.
But an old friend of mine from the Detroit comedy scene, Mark Ridley,
Ryan Ridley is related to Mark Ridley.
Sorry, Ryan Ridley, son of Mark Ridley, who started doing comedy about the same time I did, is on a show.
Yes.
Along with Kelly Kubik, who also did comedy at Club Bart.
Yes.
So some of our alumnus are on television, and it's called Acceptable TV. It's on VH1.
Yes.
And check it out. I want to get reviews in the forum.
You can review Acceptable TV if you can find it.
Well, their website doesn't work. I tried that. That's it. Here's the amazing thing. The show is like, they used to have this thing called Channel 101 that Ryan was involved in. That was internet, like, movies, like, little show. Everybody's trying to make these YouTube, like, clips.
Right.
So they would make these fake TV shows, and they were, like, 5 minutes long. And now they've done that on VH1. They're, like, 2.5 minutes. And then people are supposed to go on the website and vote for them. And I went, and I couldn't vote. It's like, our site works better than
was
this
it, Was it because of the popularity of it, or just
no,
the
No, I couldn't
core...
get the videos to load.
Oh, I got you.
And you're supposed to load the videos to watch the crap, and it wouldn't load.
All right.
So.
Anyway,
was it fun?
I like Ryan, and I hope the show does well for him.
Well, I want our listeners to tell me how funny it is, because I don't want to
Well, you go watch, Mike. If you
Ryan
can.
Ryan's an old friend of mine, and
I
wish him well.
I don't like watching these shows no more, man.
Yeah. You don't watch these shows?
Nah, Yo Mama, Wildin' Out, I don't like...
Yeah, it's a VH1 show. It's
like
not as...
They saturated
Well, see, those are the black ones I don't even watch, so...
Yo Mama's not a... Yo Mama's...
No,
Mama
that's
has
the black
a black
shit,
title,
no.
But they got a...
Really?
Yeah, isn't that...
It take place in the California suburbs.
Wildin' Out, isn't that
that's
just
the
like...
That's the Wigger show, yeah.
Isn't that just like the improv show where they do the dozens on each other for like an hour?
Yeah,
they kind of goof on each other.
What's the dog guy? And it's two guys. And
oh, that's a reality show. Rob and Big.
What is that?
It's a skate. Some skateboarder and his bodyguard.
Oh, I don't
it's
even know
reality
what that
show.
Is. I never. I'm like, I put that
out
on.
So much bullshit.
Gorian, we gotta watch The Hills. That's a bonus feature. I got a couple of those. You ever see The Hills?
No, I was watching Laguna Beach this past season for
right.
some reason, dog.
Well, The Hills
like,
is the chick from Laguna Beach, and that
yeah,
she moves to The
yeah.
Hills. Yeah.
But I was watching the third season for some reason.
I don't even know what that is,
Mike,
yeah.
Mike, maybe you can help us decode an episode of Who Got Jokes. Because we tried to watch it one time, and some of it
well,
was
y'all
funny.
Get, y'all get them. Y'all get some of them jokes. Y'all know how the comedy goes.
We know. We knew a guy who, like, another
first,
guy
first, let me tell you about who got jokes. It ain't hardly nobody in the crowd. First fucking all. They don't show that shit. They show like the first five rows. It ain't nobody else in
Do you know? Have you talked to somebody who did that or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, they actually cheated one comedian out. No, this is what happened. One comedian.
This is a show that's on a channel called T
TV One. Yeah, one comedian.
Which on my channel is like TV 237. That's the channel. Well,
yeah,
it is,
the,
but
the
yeah.
name of it is One.
Yeah, TV One is the name of the channel.
But like he had good material, but the it went to somebody who did some like hacky black shit.
Yeah.
TV One's the channel that shows Bingo, Longs, Traveling All Stars, and Motor Kings like yeah. four times a day, right?
And 227 reruns. Yeah. Shit.
If you want some Billy D. Williams, turn on TV
yeah,
One. He'll be
TV
on there.
TV One is on
eventually. No, I watched it and like, I there was bits I just was like, what are they talking about? And I thought,
most I bet you most of the bits you ain't know wasn't funny. Didn't even go over funny on stage though.
Probably not, but
most
I mean,
of the people on that show wasn't fucking funny, dog. That's what pissed me off. Everybody was like, come to Chicago. You missed out on a good opportunity. Yeah. I'm like, y'all missed out on a good opportunity, too, because y'all are way funnier
now,
than
so
all the
how did you?
Show.
How did you just showed up for that and they put you on, or what did you have to go through to get on that show?
What did you have to go through the first time you went to Black Comedy Night anywhere?
I don't know, but
you
well,
go
I mean,
there and they put you
oh,
on.
Oh, so that's the way it was? It was just like show
you
up
just
and you
show up
the
and
show?
Try out and shit. And oh, you got right. a connection, you might get through the second
okay.
round.
Well, that's, but that's the thing. The stuff that gets on TV, you go, what? How did this happen up on TV? Because I could drive you around to, like, there's what, six, seven venues if you count Windsor?
Yeah, in Detroit,
in this,
yeah.
In town.
Sure.
Any weekend, I could drive you to one of those clubs and find something better than what gets on Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, Last Comic Standing is coming back. We'll have more on that when that finally airs. But you're speaking
it's
of comics.
Hard. Guys like Mike Lundy need to be on TV.
Oh, they'll throw me off. Mike, you're not going to do nothing? You're not going to act niggerish at all? No. I'm sitting in my
you're funny. You'll be fine. You got to work
I'll
at it.
I'll be funny. But they want a personality. They want somebody that's going to do wild shit. Especially me, because I'm going to come in there with the baseball cap backwards, the earrings, and the hoodie sweater. And they're going to be like, oh, yeah, let's pick this guy. He's going to be wild. He's going to be our angry black man. And as soon as I get on the show, I'm going to like read the Bible on the couch. And,
nah,
and
you'll be fine. You got to stick to what
you
do.
If you dress
you're,
like you did for our roast, maybe they would pick
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you were all like, you were like Jay-Z at the roast,
yeah,
man. Yeah, the aviators and all the...
All I had to live it up a little. Yeah, I thought it might be a picture moment.
You know? It, well, we got some good pictures.
Yeah,
on the
you looked good. You were tricked out.
And you look good on it. Anyway, speaking of comedy, you know, there's this whole thing. And a couple weeks ago, a big thing went down with this guy, Carlos Mencia, who has a show, The Mind of Mencia on Comedy Central.
Hey, The Mind of Mencia!
And everyone accuses this guy of being a hack and ripping people off. And Joe Rogan, the guy from Fear Factor and... he's a comic. He also does the UFC and stuff. Joe Rogan did a big thing on his website where he tracked down Carlos Mencia, jumped on stage, confronted him, called him a hack. They played some clips of guys who they claim Carlos Mencia ripped off.
How low is comedy when Joe Rogan is defending them?
Well, you know what? Joe Rogan.
Yeah, the guy who made a fortune making people eat rhino testicles on television.
Joe Rogan says this is malarkey.
So Rogan, and the thing that Rogan did, if you can find it on the web, is actually pretty funny, but it wasn't good for our show because it was a lot of like writing on the screen. You had to read a lot of setup.
So we went on stage and like beat up Carlos Mencia?
No, he just went up and talked to him and accused him of being a hack.
15 rusty thumbtacks into your urethra while riding a unicycle. You can win $500,000.
No, but anyway, Mencia has been accused of stealing. There's more evidence of Mencia stealing that I found, and this is Bill Cosby. This is
it's not bad enough. I thought he was bad enough when he first came out for just doing the like Mexican act,
right?
Like Speedy Gonzalez is offended,
right?
By
but
him.
Here's the thing:
there's a few legends that everybody kind of, if you don't steal verbatim from them, it's like okay to kind of like. Okay, you got Cosby, Lenny Bruce, Carlin, Richard Pryor. And
yeah, well,
there's a difference between doing the style.
Yeah, okay, you got style and topic because and then whipping verbatim.
Some people could say that Eddie Murphy took Richard Pryor's style and well, then Chris Rock took Eddie Murphy's style. And the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like or they've adapted kind of the style. There's a difference between the style and the joke.
All right, but here's the difference. Don't play that yet. The thing with about a joke, as Corey and I have defined it, as you know, it's a setup and a punchline. You can have the same setup and a different punchline. It's not the same joke. You can have the same punchline and a different setup, and it's still not exactly the same joke. If you have the same setup and the same punchline, you're a fucking thief. That's, I think, what we've all agreed
or,
on.
Or you can change the words around, but as we showed with Dane Cook,
it's still the
if
same.
If you steal the premise
well,
to such a way that it's exactly the same premise.
Plagiarism class.
All right, but anyway,
change the words.
The other thing about Mencia, a lot of reason people hate Carlos Mencia too is that he does this thing about how he does all these Mexican jokes. He's in fact, I believe, like half Colombian, half German by descent. And his real name is like Ned something.
Ned Holness.
And he doesn't even have like a Hispanic name. He came up with a stage name that makes him sound like he's Mexican when in fact he's not. So anyway. And like he was like
Mike Lundy's not actually black. He just eats a lot of pudding. That's what I hear. No,
but it was a thing like he was adopted by some
good one too.
Anyway. Hey, I can throw a turd around here anytime.
Say what you want about Chill. He didn't rip off those horrible jokes. Those were all his, okay?
Those were original, bad
original Chill bombs. Anyway, let's play. This is your first guy you're here is Bill Cosby. You guys will all know this is from his movie, Bill Cosby Himself. Yes. I think a comedy classic, the feature-length film. And then you'll hear Carlos Mencia from one of his specials immediately following. So go ahead and play this clip, Corey Hall.
You grab the boy when he's like this. You say, come here, boy. 2 years old, you say, get down. Dad, show you how to do it. Now, you come at me. Run through me. There, see? Get back up. See? You didn't do it right. Now, come at me. See? Now, you teach him. See? You say, now, go attack that tree. Bite it. Come on back. Bite it again.
He's teaching his kid how to play football.
Teach him all that. Tackle me. Bam! And then soon he's bigger and he's stronger and he can hit you and you don't want him to hit you anymore. You say, all right, son, turn him loose on high school. And he's running up and down the field, high school, touchdown, 800 touchdowns per game. You say, yes, that's my son. And he goes to the big college playing for a big school, 3 million students and 800,000 people in the stand. National TV, and he catches the ball and he didn't even bother to get out of the way. He just runs over everybody. For a TD and turn around and the camera's on him and you're looking and he says, hi, Mom.
Because that's Bill Cosby bit. He's just getting out to play football. And he thanks Mom.
You know who taught him.
He gives him a football and he shows him how to pass it. He shows him every day how to pass that football, how to 3-step, 5-step, 7-step drop. He shows him how to throw the bomb, how to throw the out, how to throw the hook, how to throw the corner. He shows this little kid everything that he needs to know about how to be a great quarterback. He even moves from one city to the other so that kid could be in a better high school. Then that kid goes to college and that man is still, every single game that dad is right there and he's in college getting better. Damn. He wins a Heisman Trophy. He ends up in the NFL. 5 years later, he ends up in the Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl. He gets the MVP of the Super Bowl, and when the cameras come up to him and say, you got anything to say to the camera? I love you, Mom.
Ah! Ah! All right. So
no, see, he said Super Bowl.
That bitch never played catch with you.
All right. So let's go to the jury here.
That's fucked up.
Do you want to go first, Corey, or should I go first? Or I've heard this many more times than you, but go ahead.
That's exactly Bill Cosby's bit.
Guilty. We've won from Corey. Yeah, I'm gonna say guilty too. Look, I know he changed it to like the Super Bowl from college football, man. And he didn't say hi, Mom. He said something else. I love you, Mom. But it's the goddamn same exact joke. I mean, even the rhythm of the pacing of the boom, 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 that listing part about, I taught him to do this, taught him to do that, it's exactly the same. So I got to say, that is even more obvious, I think, than the Louis C.K., Dan Cook stuff. This is even more egregious.
That's even more
than that.
Deadly.
Funny. It's pretty freaking unfunny.
He stole it. But the thing with Dan Cook and Louis C.K. is, Louis C.K. joke was much more real, well written. It ain't something like you could two people gonna go through.
Yeah.
So Dan Cook definitely stole that. But the fucked up part about it is Bill Cosby, even though he stole that joke, Bill Cosby still more angry at black people than he would be for Carlos Mencia.
What?
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby been going off on brothers.
Oh, I know that, but I mean that's not a referendum on Cosby because even you could say that joke takes a long time for the punchline, and it's a long build up for not even that great of a payoff.
And you give the bar,
He does a good Cosby. There's some build for it.
The boy was running with the ball, you see, and he give it to his mom. He teach him how to tackle, and he's tackling, and he's running, and he's coming at you. Then he gets bigger and bigger and bigger. He's in the college, you know. He's the Heisman winner, and he's going down to the NFL. He wins the Super Bowl. They take him to Disney World, and he says, who are you taking to Disney World? He says, I'm taking my mom.
Now we have Mike Lundy doing Bill Cosby on it.
Mike Lundy ripping off the
Amy's going to love that because I do a bad Cosby and she loves it. And you're doing a good Cosby.
Is it worse than Russ Brown?
And we're here tonight on the show. My first guest of the long time comedian.
That's the worst Cosby I've ever heard.
This is Jay Leno here on the Tonight Show. Bill Cosby is going to be
like
joining
that.
Us.
That's good stuff.
No, you do a good. You do
Mike
a good,
does a very good Cosby.
You do a good Cosby.
I do a bad Cosby, and I'm proud of you. But you got the face was good too. You did the Cosby.
You do a you do a killer Mencia though. That's the point.
It's true. But all I'm doing is doing Speedy Gonzalez.
So who worse of a phenom, Carlos Mencia or Dan Cook?
Well,
I was just thinking about Dan Cook on the way here. He had like the shortest amount of hype ever. He did like two garbage ass movies, and then nobody give a shit about him.
Well, the thing about Dan Cook though is that to his credit, his success was that he drew from a different demographic than what comedy was normally drawing from.
He brings bigger, much bigger crowds than Mencia.
Right.
I mean,
Mencia just kind of came up through that whole like Latin comedy thing, whereas Dane Cook sort of created something.
Created what?
Well, I mean, with college kids and teenagers and stuff that really weren't into comedy before Dane Cook. He brought a new audience to comedy and therefore got big. So I think that Mencia's thing is more of like it could have been anybody. They just kind of chose that Latin guy. You know, that's the way I look at it. And I don't really think that Mencia created
anything. I don't think there's no other Latin guy like Mencia, though.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of Latin
jokes
guys.
Shit
George,
funny.
George Lopez.
There's a lot of Latin guys that
but
do.
But George Lopez is funny. He got, like, some good shit.
Right. But he
Mencia
is.
Mencia just go off
he
on
He is
a
just
rampage.
Another. I mean, well, you could say that.
You're stupid. You work at Taco Bell. You're stupid.
But it's just like how Eddie Murphy.
This whole act.
Well, I know, but you could say that if you look at black comedy, a lot of guys, like Corey said, have followed the Eddie Murphy lead. Like, even, like, a Damon Wayans guy kind of followed that, and all these guys that came down the pike, you know, Jamie Foxx, Martin Lawrence, all these guys kind of followed in their wake. Mencia is just more like, kind of like the Latin Martin Lawrence, in a way. You know what I'm saying? He's not the top guy in Latin comedy, but he's not the bottom guy either. You know, he's just one of the guys. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, there's a lot fewer Latino comics than there are black comics.
Right. And Martin Lawrence is funnier than Mencia. I'm not trying to equate it that way. I'm talking as far as, like, the stardom thing. You have Paul Rodriguez.
Yeah.
And you have...
Paul Rodriguez wrote jokes.
Right. But I'm saying, that's what I mean, is that you have guys that aren't very good, but they
follow the
in the footsteps of the guys,
and
the really good
that,
Latin
Trini
comedy.
Lopez.
Well, Freddie Prinze. You know, you follow in that line. So, anyhow.
Freddie Prinze.
I hate that fat beaner. That's basically, in conclusion.
So people don't, but yeah, people don't hate Mencia because he's Hispanic. They hate him because he's a thief.
And I don't know any, Stanhope went off on him.
Did he? Well,
I don't know anybody that doesn't hate. I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't hate Mencia.
A lot of people
I hear
hate
a lot of comics badmouth him, universally.
Damn. Robin Williams is the white version of that, who stole everybody's jokes. So.
Well, at least Robin Williams paid people he stole from.
Yeah, there's a big article on Radar Online about
it. Yeah, I told him, hey, I stole your shit.
Comic thieves. We should put a link to that in the
it's
forum.
It's been
or
a
something.
Big comedy topic lately.
It's been a big comedy topic.
But is there any comedian who could say they ain't been inspired by one joke or...
People accuse everybody of ripping them off at one time or another.
Inspired is a different thing from what Mencia is doing. Mencia is going in, he's breaking in the window... like it's an LA riot and taking some TVs.
It's a Mexican, which is
But I'm bummed.
Hey-o. Anyway, speaking of comedy and funny stuff, this is a woman who's not really known for comedy, and we're a little late on this. I apologize if you've heard this somewhere before, but this is pretty spectacular. And Corey's a big, you know, Corey, of course, the movie critic.
Well, she was a stand-up comic.
Yeah, but this is a more of a movie thing than a comedy thing, but. Sure. Lily Tomlin, who I'm going to say that I have a family connection to, believe it or not.
Really?
My mom knew Lily Tomlin growing up. Wow. Lily Tomlin is from Detroit, and my mom and her cousin were friends. And as a kid, my mom had a few sleepover parties with Lily Tomlin.
Get the fuck
out. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Lily Tomlin's from Detroit, and she's about the same age
as
my mom.
Was she a lesbo back then?
My mom is now deceased. No, I don't think my mom ever ate Lily Tomlin's box.
I
thank you for saying about my dead mother and Lily Tomlin.
It's
a really nice insinuation.
I'm just suggesting that Lily Tomlin was gay. Not your mom.
I don't know. They were probably like 10 years old at the time, but...
If Lily went down on your mom, she's not gay. Lily's the gay one.
Oh, my mom. Oh, now that's maybe the most evil dead mother lesbian
damn,
jokes.
Damn, Joe, you going to take that shit,
man,
dog?
Man, you know what?
I should have done those.
Hey, hold on, dog.
What am I going to do? What am I going to crack him upside his head from over here? Come on. What am I going to do?
It's fine. I'm just, you know.
Okay. Lily Tomlin.
I had to ask the question. I'm not insinuating your mother.
Lily Tomlin, you guys would know her as an actress. She was
Lily
a 9
Tomlin,
to 5.
Fellow Cast Tech graduate.
Cast Taxi from Detroit. There you go.
David Alan Greer's from Cast
Taxi. David Alan Greer, yeah. As
a lot of
Mike
people
Lundy.
From Detroit.
How come you're not
Radner?
Successful? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You're very
shit. I'm a
you're
black
good.
Guy with two jobs.
Robin Williams went to Detroit Country Day.
Did he really? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, back to the point. Lily Tomlin is in this movie called I Heart Huckabees. It came out a few years ago. Did you ever see this movie?
It's not funny.
You didn't like it?
In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
You don't like?
I thought it was kind of a pale attempt to do, like, you know, Zool. It was like a knockoff of like the Royal Tenenbaums.
It was a Wes Anderson.
It was like a Wes Anderson filter.
David O. Russell, who's made some good movies,
an indie Oscar one.
Yeah, it was an indie kind of ensemble movie. I never saw it because I heard it wasn't very good. But it was sort of like
it was the Martin Lawrence of indie movies. It was like it was kind of trying to do the Wes Anderson formula.
It was like
Rushmore.
This guy made a really funny movie called Spanking the Monkey. If you've never seen that, I think it was his first movie. You should go rent that. It's actually a really good movie.
Three Kings is
a pretty good movie. Yeah, with Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney and Ice Cube. Yeah. If you ever saw Three Kings, but anyway, he made this movie called I Heart Huckabees, and I guess people were mad at him, so they released some like raw footage from it. Yeah. And the first thing you're going to hear is Lily Tomlin's one of the stars, and I guess he was giving her a hard time about it on the set, so she went off on him. Now, you have to imagine this. You can see these on YouTube, but she's in a car, like on a set somewhere, and they're in a car set, and it's her sitting next to Dustin Hoffman, and you'll hear Dustin Hoffman in here in a second. But Lily Tomlin is really fucking pissed at David O. Russell, so play this clip for everyone.
Leave me the fuck alone. Do you know what the fuck is going on? Period. Fuck you. I've had it up to here. Who's reacting to what, for God's sakes? Fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Get the fucking thing together, fuck you. Oh yeah, bullshit. That's why we spent five or six fucking hours doing something else. No! God damn it! You fucked it up, god damn you! Now get straight on and help. If you can't help them, help me! That's right. Fuck you too.
No, I'm not.
She's telling the other. Here's Dustin Hoffman.
I don't even give a fuck.
That don't matter because you're there.
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up too.
I will, but you're still there.
He goes, I will.
Shoot the fucking thing right now.
Yeah, you'll get all this. I'll be angry as she's angry. That'll be good.
If it's just a bad take, shoot it. Shoot it. Come on.
I don't care.
I know you don't, so shoot the fucking thing. Just turn the thing on.
Dustin Hoffman trying to make
sense. Turn it on.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea. To me, there's 8 different things going on here. I don't know what's going on, frankly. We are encouraged to do one thing, and then and I don't even have the slightest idea.
Wow, so I like.
You're the one who's steering the ship, as they say.
You see, we shot the whole thing, David, and then we were doing it at a certain tone, and we felt good at it, and then you said take it down half, and that's nutty, you know. Well, because
we
different.
Shot all day, you know, real broad, real, you know.
Yeah, so Dustin Hoffman's trying to be like
Mayor Hoffman's smooth as hell. Like,
yeah, he's kind of go. All right, just shoot the fucking thing.
Just do this. It's almost like he fucking her. Like, hey,
she's in the mood. She's right. She's she's mad now.
But he's literally they're in like the set is like it's the front seat of a car, and he's sitting in between some woman and Lily Tomlin, and she's screaming out the window at the director, who's probably screaming back, and you can't hear him, David O. Russell. And it was just, and she kind of comes off as a bitch, but then there's more footage, and this is David O. Russell.
Wait, who kept filming this shit?
No, but you know what it is? It's like they turn
I'm gonna keep rolling.
You know what it is, Mike? I think it's like when they do like the video assist, where there's like a camera and then there's like a video thing.
Yeah.
If you see it on YouTube, it's like the video monitor with the lines.
Oh, so somebody was filming that.
Yeah, it's like somebody recorded.
Somebody
it's
was doing
like
behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's like it's like from the raw footage where I don't know the camera. Wasn't rolling, but the audio and this and the video
assist
was.
Who the fuck is Lily Tomlin to go off on somebody like that? Like
well, I mean, you don't know what he was doing. When you hear him, it's going to make a little more sense.
And she's worked with Altman, who was supposed to be a big prick, so this guy's got to be bad.
Right, and you'll hear what he does, because this is a different scene. They're doing something where she's teaching school or something. I didn't see the movie. But anyway, and she's complaining about how she can't do this scene, and I cut that part out. But then you're going to go right to David O. Russell screaming at her for fucking this scene up, so go ahead. Is the director.
Fuck you! I'm just trying to fucking help you. Do you understand me?
No, Johnny, no.
I'm being a fucking collaborator. I'm just trying to help you figure out
your
fucking picture. Hey, bitch.
He's throwing the set.
No. I worked on this fucking thing for 3 fucking years. Not to have some fucking cunt yell at me in front of the fucking crew when I'm trying to fucking help you, bitch. Figure it out yourself.
Well, I have to figure it out.
Yeah, fuck yourself.
Why don't you fuck your whole movie? Because that's what you're doing. We better get some insurance and get some director.
You're a fucking grown-up. Act like a grown-up. You're not a baby. You're a fucking grown-up. I'm here to fucking help you. That's all I was doing, was trying to help you figure out what you're doing. You don't have to know. You can talk to me. You want to yell it? Do I know I fucking yell at you before right now? No.
I never fucking
yelled at you, you fucking
stupid. That's the yelling standard for the whole set.
Wow,
anyway. It's like somebody threw a tape recorder in the middle of Taylor, Michigan, and just
Clooney hates him.
Yeah, Clooney and him. The story is they had a fist fight on Three Kings.
Yeah,
and apparently that was about what I've heard. Anyway, was that David O. Russell was like mean to some extras or something?
Yeah,
and Clooney like actually fist fought the guy or something.
Right. Wow. Apparently he's a little tyrant.
Well, what do you think about that?
I've heard many times that there's been articles about what a prick David O. Russell is,
and believe me, I've yelled about how I'm just trying to help you before about that same tone too, but.
Well, Joel and I have had massive fights.
We've had major fights, similar to that. But
there's a difference when you've got a whole crew full of people waiting around to shoot something.
You can't talk to no woman like that unless she...
Yeah. But I kind of get that Lily Tomlin would piss you off, though.
Well,
because she's kind of smart. She's kind of funny. I could see that she could just needle you wanting to kill her.
You got to have a little respect for Lily Tomlin.
I mean, if you see the video of that one's great because he literally, like, she's teaching school. She's got this desk. He runs over to the desk and just fucking knocks everything off it. That's the big loud noises.
And everybody just let him do this shit.
But at the end of the video, you see the whole crew, walking off the set.
Hollywood's insane, and it's a lot of people people get away with horrible behavior in Hollywood that wouldn't fly at all. If you threw that stunt at Borders or something, if Mike pulled that at like the nursing home.
I do it at work. Don't go.
Really, do you?
Shit, do you know who I work with?
Really? Old people that shit in the pan.
No, I work with like people that's fucked up off drugs, crime, alcohol, and
Do you ever have to keep your pimp hand strong and slap a bitch, or would you just...
When them heroin addicts ain't got their methadone or their morphine... All somebody give me my goddamn methadone. I'm like, hey, man, you don't get your methadone yet. I'm going to have to whoop somebody's ass.
You're in actual physical danger. Lily Tomlin's not going to punch anybody.
Yeah, it's like they're doing one of the cushiest jobs ever. Anything in film. Well, even if you're doing an indie movie, you're still being treated like the fucking Queen of Sheba while you're doing this thing. And it's just crazy that she's getting that angry. And then he's that angry. So I don't know I don't know who's right or who's wrong. But, yeah, he does have a reputation for being a cock.
The winner is Dustin Hoffman. That was the coolest.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman was cool. Hey,
he doesn't give a fuck.
Just shoot the thing. Come on.
Just go ahead and shoot it.
Go ahead and shoot the fucking thing.
We'll go to Kansas afterwards. We'll have a nice nosh.
So I thought that was pretty funny. That's been played on a lot of shows. I've heard
out for Rugula and Pastrami. It is a mellow old Jew, isn't it? It's like... he was all excited that she was like in the mood. He was like, "Oh, that's going to be a good scene now because she's really pissed off."
What the scene is though.
That's know if she was supposed to be mad in the scene.
Yeah, I don't know if she's supposed to be mad in the scene. Then
he was
not
method
and
shit.
Yeah, cool as baby. Hey, hurry up and shoot this.
I wonder if Hoffman's like, I really want you to stick me with this needle when we do Marathon Man.
I don't know what's going on, but it's a pretty funny clip. And she has since come out in the press and said that David and I got along. That sounds a lot of Hollywood speak to me about, everything was fine.
I actually have a quote from Dustin Hoffman about the shooting of I Heart Huckabees.
That's faggot stuff.
Oh, really?
You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
You think he was actually yelling that at...
he was. He was mad. That was in the middle of the fight. He yelled out...
David, that's faggot stuff.
Yeah.
You want to call it by its name, it's strictly for fags.
Ah, oh, that's good.
Was that good? I do a good Dustin Hoffman.
That was all right.
Now I'll never stop. Hey, we got Dustin Hoffman here tonight. Jay, it's good to be here.
Wait, no, what was that?
Hey, Jay, I lost my Hoffman.
He turned into Jimmy Durante. It's good to be here.
Have a horrible impression show.
Yeah, Bill Hildebrand can headline.
And I would just like to say that this is my retirement from impressions.
Yeah.
If I ever get the feeling.
Thank you.
You should play that for me.
Oh, yes.
And consider this my retirement from comedy. And in the future, if I want to say something funny or witty or do an impression, I will no longer ever do any of those things.
Well, I tried. Anyway.
Well, yeah, boy. So we've heard actors yelling.
Yes.
We've heard all kinds
of
things.
We've heard chill bombing and us yelling at him. And
chill bombing like Tokyo got bombed in World War II. I mean.
Unabashed bombing.
Oh, he bombed like Dresden.
Yeah, wow, he was real bad. But I want to thank everyone that came to the Roast Live again.
Absolutely.
If you miss it, some people have enjoyed it. There's been some people have enjoyed us on the roast, but not some of the other guys. I've heard that on
as
the forum.
Well, they should.
Anyway, if you want a poster,
you should enjoy
forget,
Mike Lundy. He was always funny.
Enjoy Mike Lundy. If you want the poster, a $25 donation at the lunch fund will get
anything
you one of those.
To plug. Mike,
we'll sign it. Yeah, what are you up man. To, man?
I am Holly Hotel, Joey's Comedy Club tomorrow night. Some shit went down at one club, so I don't know if I'm still booked.
Oh damn!
I got to call and see. Fuck.
I know the club. I
know what you're talking about.
I got to firm up my date there. Too.
I'm gonna just tell any club out there, man. If you really want to see a nigga moment, try not to pay me my money. I'm not fucking around.
Just saying, if somebody tries to not give
me no
you
bullshit
your money.
About, you know. Unless you the House of Comedy and you got security guards who will back you up for an ass whooping, don't come out here. Well, you know, we kind of short, or I don't know what they talked about with you.
No one's really tried that with you, have they?
Yes.
Yes, they
like,
do.
Well, yeah, we didn't really sell as much as we thought. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you got to get your money firm, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not the money man. I'm just the one who booked people, so you might want to, shit.
No.
Don't fuck Michael for his money.
You're right.
Look, Mike, just so you know, Corey.
I mean, I'm not gonna get no ass whooping. Like I said, you got like 10 bodyguards, and Corey, I don't walk in the ass whoopings. But if you by yourself, you might.
Corey has your money tonight, by the way. Don't talk to me. I just do the board. Corey's the money man.
I'm gonna square with him right now.
Corey's the money lender.
Oh,
there it
the
is.
Funniest shit. I was at one club, man, and the girl. The comedian was going off at the girl at the door because she had all the money. She's like, I just collect the money at the door. I don't have you. Give me that money right fucking now.
Comics be like, go in that drawer and get me that fucking money. There's money in there and you
they
owe me money.
Slipping.
I would rather get paid before the show, frankly.
Yeah, and a lot of clubs, there are clubs.
I ain't been
to
one. I used to say that when I started comedy, I'm always get my money up front. I ain't, every club I didn't work. You get to check like
no.
Middle of the
but you know what, Mark
night.
Ridley. I've worked for Mark Ridley for 7 years.
You get
the
money
guy,
before the show.
I take a check from him, and it's always been good. So I
mean, they get you good.
But
checks.
But you know
I
what I mean? There's Mike.
The
there's a few scumbags in our business that haven't always been there.
I was gonna be a few scumbags,
and they're here, and they'll be gone soon.
And Chilla put tire marks on the ass.
Hey, whatever. You just know that Corey and I have been consistent. We don't pay fucking anyone shit. So you just know that from
we
day
pay
one,
gummy bears.
From day one. We know what? I will hook you up with a free poster if you'd like. You don't even have to donate to the lunch fund.
But no problem.
All right. Anyway,
good.
Mike Lundy, thanks for coming in on me. We got to get out of here in just a little bit. Corey, what else should we tell people?
Well, nothing.
Get on the mailing list. You can get some behind-the-scenes stuff from Niels. You can see Niels almost throwing up at White Castle. I'll be putting that up on the mailing list this week. If you want to look at those and some other stuff. Maybe the Mickey Avalon show.
Sure.
There were some hot chicks dancing around on stage that I enjoyed at that.
Are y'all videotaping?
I got some pictures. I got some pictures. So, anyway, you guys can check that out on the mailing list.
I will be coming to some crappy town near you soon, and sure, Joel will as well.
Doing comedy?
Yeah.
I'll be down at Sal's Club in Wyandotte in a couple weeks, but I'll plug that next time on the show.
I'm going to be there in the month after. So,
oh, yeah. And you know what I did, too? And I'm glad I couldn't even do a show last week. I did the... if you want to go over to W Fuck Off Radio, I did a five-hour live show from St. Andrew's Hall. At the release of the new album from ICP, The Tempest.
St. Andrews.
Yeah, St. Andrews, the concert theater downtown. ICP did a show there, and I did a show live from the with all of the wrestlers.
Like when
and,
they start doing a stand-up at St. Andrews.
No, I did a live radio show for them with ICP at
ICP,
W Fuck Off Radio.
ICP.
As Up Chuck the Clown, who is it I want
to
just...
Tell ICP I said, what up, man? I'm loving their work.
You loving it?
Anytime.
We'll definitely hook you up. But I am saying... I am thanked in the liner notes of the new Insane Clown Posse.
What was that
album,
show called? Wiggerpalooza 5? What was that called?
What? Anyway, let's get out of here. Let's play the more of the whole
Wiggers,
steady.
And Miggers.
Oh, get out of here. Now, see, I ain't even made a black joke today. I've been good. So, you know. All right, let's get back
to... That was called the We Can't Read Telethon 2007.
Oh, and listen to the roast. I do a good joke about Harry Barbarian and Mike Lundy's lips. That's very funny. Anyway,
really?
Let's get into... You heard that. That was good.
All right.
See, now I'm getting evil.
Read
right,
me and print at the MetroTimes.com. All right, good night, everybody.
MetroTimes.com. Let's play more Hold Steady. We'll catch you next time on the Corey and Moore Radio Show, everybody. We're out of here.
Lundy and I are going to roll up to the Deja Vu.
Oh, hey now.
Holla.
Later.
The
dealers. Let your boyfriend deal with the dealers. It only gets in.